Today is a gift, a fresh opportunity to change your life with God's Word. A day to take responsibility and overcome challenges. A day to take on the world with a different mindset. Welcome to Firm Foundation.
I wanna run over. I wanna run over. Fill me up till I overflow. I wanna run over. I wanna run over. Fill me up till I overflow. I wanna run over. I wanna run over.
I just like you to ask the Holy Spirit, sweet Holy Spirit, fill me afresh. Sweet Holy Spirit, fill me afresh. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, Thou art welcome in this place. Come fill the hungry and thirsty in this place. Revive us once again. Holy Spirit, Thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, we welcome you. We welcome you, sweet Holy Spirit. Let the heavens open over us as you just simmer upon us. We receive you, sweet Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Thou art welcome. Thou art welcome. Thou art welcome in this place. We just welcome you. We have nothing to say but to welcome you. Thank you, sweet Holy Spirit. Thank you, sweet Holy Spirit. Lord, we welcome your Spirit. Lord, we desire depths. We desire depths. We know we can go as deep as we desire. Draw us deeper. Draw us deeper. Until there is complete fusion. Infusion. Draw us deeper and deeper. Draw us deeper. Until it is more of you that is seen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Draw us deeper, deeper into you. We'll forever will chase after you, Holy Spirit. And we know that we can't come except you draw us. So we ask you to draw us. Quicken us that we may call upon your name. Lord, we know we can't come except you draw us. So we ask you to draw us in Jesus' precious name. Hallelujah. Just be seated. So good to have you today. Thank you, music team. Thank you so much. So good to have you today. All right? So we are, if you're welcome to church, this is our middle of the week service. And we are in the middle of 3 weeks of fast. Today is the sixth day, am I correct? Sixth day of the fast. Tomorrow we'll complete the first 7 days. And we'll clap for ourselves and continue again. Amen. Amen. Okay, so on this sixth day of the fast, we will be looking at something that is very precious. Very, very precious to me. I started looking at what I call the Holy Spirit and you. You, okay, Jesus, you and the Holy Spirit. If there is anything like that. So I will continue that conversation today in that wise. You, the Holy Spirit. Say me. Say me. Say like you mean it. Say me. Say me. Say me. And the Holy Spirit. Say it with some kind of passion. Say me and the Holy Spirit. I picked up this looking at what we are going through, the program we're going through in these 21 days. So I want to communicate some things to you. Let it be known to you that sometimes we could try to do the things of God in the flesh and then we fail. And then we try to make excuses for the things we can't explain. Only God is God. God alone is God in all he does. No man talks to God. Only God talks to God alone. You can't talk to God except you are God. Flesh does not talk to God. That's why the Bible says the flesh profits nothing. Most times what we do is you see what someone is doing, you copy it to do, but it's not given to you. That is written in the Bible doesn't mean that is yours. It has to explode in your heart and become more real than what you call reality for it to be given to you. So someone can make up and say, I want to fast. You can't fast except that the power of the Holy Spirit. Someone can even make up his mind and say, oh, I'd love to spend about 10 hours, 3 hours praying. You can't do it without the Holy Spirit. So that we don't do things in the flesh. Except the presence of God draws you, you can't. So Songs of Solomon chapter 1 verse 4. He said, draw me and I will come after you. Lead me on and I will run after you. If he doesn't produce the desire inside you, you will not be able to do it. The desire to pray, the desire to seek after him. It is the Holy Spirit that does that. So someone says, I can't be sick. That it is in the Bible does not mean that you saw a promise in the Bible and you're quoting it by day, quoting it by night, doesn't mean it's yours. Like I said earlier, until that scripture is given to you by the Holy Spirit, until he highlights it to you, until he burns it in your heart, till it becomes more real than your situation, is not for you. So, healing has to be more real in your heart than sickness. Same with poverty. Same with disappointment and shame. Every situation and circumstance man is going through, until what God has said about those things is more, is you can't fret, you can't flex your muscles. He said, it's not by power, it's not by might. Is by my spirit. You know, it's not by human strength. Yesterday, if you joined in the prayer, Jesus was explicitly saying in John chapter 5, we read verse 19, we read verse 43, and then we went to John chapter 10. It was clear, he said, everything about me is the Holy Spirit. My birth is by the Holy Spirit. Everything I ever did and I will ever do is the Holy Spirit. If the Son of Man, who was born without sin, could say that, who are you? If you go home, check John chapter 5, 19, John chapter 5, 43, John chapter 10, verse 25. In fact, in verse 25, he says, I represent the Father's agenda. He said, if someone else comes and the person has a different agenda for to make name, he says you will believe the person. He said, I am here for my father's reputation. In fact, he put it this way. He said, I am here for the sake of the father. For the sake of the father means I am here to protect his reputation. I am here to represent him and express his reputation to man. But I do it only by the power of the Holy Spirit. So whether you're a politician, a businessman, a doctor, a fashion designer, or whatever it is you have chosen to be, listen to me very carefully. It is difficult, in fact, impossible to get to life without the Holy Spirit. So Matthew chapter 1 verse 18, we read that yesterday. We'll continue from there today. Matthew chapter 1 verse 18. Luke gave the same story. Maybe we should take it from Matthew, but Luke gave the same story. The last time I said Matthew, looking at something that looks like Sam. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. Okay? We can also look at it from the account of Luke. Two of them were given the same story. You can give us Luke chapter 1, verse 26 is the same story. Luke chapter 1:26. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, I love the scripture, in the sixth month. So I begin this service today by saying, in the 3 weeks of our fast, the Lord visited you. Amen. It shall be in your journal. It shall be in your journal. It shall be in your diary that in the 3 weeks of our fast, this is in the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy. So I prophesy over you, everyone that can hear me from any medium, within the 3 weeks of our fast, the Lord visited you. The angel of the Lord was sent to visit you. Okay, so let's read on. To a virgin named Mary, she was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of King David. Okay, let's see what the angel said to him. Gabriel appeared to her and said, greetings, favored woman. The Lord is with you. Okay? Confused and disturbed, Mary tried to think what the angel could mean. Don't be afraid, Mary, the Lord told her, for you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. Two things are already against Mary. The first one is that she's a virgin. So which a virgin cannot conceive without a man. It's an impossible thing. So we found one impossibility resolved by the Holy Spirit. This is how Jesus was born. We found the first impossibility resolved by the Holy Spirit. Something that is not doable. Something that it science can't record it. And somehow, God came and impregnated a woman. It's not that he came and slept with a woman. His spirit overshadowed a woman. Nobody missed any day. Not that they took egg and put somewhere and then put sperm together. None of that didn't happen. It's just that he breathed upon an egg turned into a human being. The seed of God was converted to a human being by the breath of the Holy Spirit. If God can be converted to a human being, what else in your life can he not do? So this is a proof that Jesus was born by the power of the Holy Spirit. And this man that was born by the power of the Holy Spirit, let's take a look at his life. Remember that what happened to Jesus was that the Spirit of the Lord and the seed of God came together and a human being was born. Jesus is the Son of God and the Son of Man. So he took his natural being, his body from the body of Mary, and then he took his supernatural being from the Holy Spirit. That is not different from how you were born. You were naturally born by your parents. you took your natural body from your parents. But at the new birth, the spirit of the God gave birth to you supernaturally. So you are supernatural and natural in the same being. No wonder the Bible says you are the cathedral of the Holy Spirit. This person that was born, just like Jesus was born, a man and God came together and a being was born. When you gave your life to Christ, a man and a being came together and you were born. So you that is sitting down here, touch yourself, say, I'm not ordinary. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. I can't hear someone. So even when I'm saying it, your intellect cannot capture it because it's not normal. It is normal and usual for you to see that a human being was born. So sitting down inside you is someone that was born naturally and someone that has been born supernaturally. And that is if you have given your life to Jesus. By the new birth, the Holy Spirit came inside you. All that is recorded in John chapter 3, where the story of Nicodemus and Jesus. John chapter 3 from verse 3 to 8, where he was saying, how can this be? He says, Will I go back into my mother's womb to be born again? He said, I tell you the truth, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. You cannot see. So there is a seeing realm. Then there is even an entering realm. You cannot see one. You cannot enter. That's not what I'm discussing today. But what I'm discussing is this. You, just like Jesus was born naturally and supernaturally, you have also been born naturally and supernaturally by the new birth. So your entrance into the kingdom came from your supernatural birth. So it is even your parents that gave birth to you don't know who you are. The person that was given birth to 6th of January is not the person that is sitting down here. Something happened to that person and a new being was born inside you. It's called you became born again. Now, when you became born again, what are the two or three or four things that made you special? 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. The first thing that made you special, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. Can I get someone else on the console, please? Don't you realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by God? You do not belong to yourselves. So, point number one, you are the residential address of the Holy Spirit. So, if the Holy Spirit is asked, show me your residential address, he will point at you. Or put it in another way, you are the cathedral of the Holy Spirit. Or put it in another way, you are the headquarters of the Holy Spirit. He doesn't live inside a building created by human hands. He lives inside a human being. So you are the most important person on earth because the most important person in the whole world is living inside you. That's point number one. Number two, you are the only contact between heaven and earth. Number two, you are the only contact between heaven and earth. So you are a gateway. You are a hotspot. You are a channel. And that is if you choose to accept it. If you want to go to America, you first of all go to their embassy. Is that not correct? To get a visa before you travel. You want to go to Britain, you go to their embassy. If you don't get to their embassy, that's if you are not a citizen of that kingdom. The same way, if anybody wants to meet God, you are God's point. You are the embassy of heaven. It is in your body that people will come and obtain visa for what heaven offers. I thought you would shout hallelujah. You know, this is I'm saying, your brain is saying, this you're saying is not true. It's not true. How can I be a visa? I'm sick. How can I be a visa? But that is your reality. You are the headquarters. You are the extension of Christ. The Christ, you are the risen Christ. The Christ that is seated at the right hand of the Father. He's sitting inside you, but as the Holy Spirit. That's point number two. Point number three will mean, if you remember very well, that when Jesus was going to be baptized, the Bible mentioned some things. The Bible first of all said that the Spirit of the Lord was upon him like a dove. Do you remember that? I like to always give someone the scriptures. When if you remember very well, I want to give you the scripture. When Mark chapter 1 verse 10, if you remember very well, when Jesus, even when he was being driven, it was the Holy Spirit. Let's look at that scripture. It says, Mark chapter 1 verse 10. As Jesus came up out of the waters, he saw the heavens splitting apart and the Holy Spirit descending on him like a dove. Why like a dove? Why not like a lion? Why not like an eagle? Because there are no meaningless details in the Bible. I want you to mark the word. Number three is the dove. Let's look at another scripture. John chapter 1 verse 23. Number one is that you are the residence of the Holy Spirit. Number two, you are the only point of channel between heaven and earth. Number three, the dove. John chapter 1 verse 29. John replied in the words of prophet Isaiah. The next day, John saw Jesus coming towards him. And he said, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Point number four, the Lamb. Why is the Bible showing us the dove and the Lamb? What is God asking me to take away from it? First of all, you notice that Jesus has been born. Secondly, at the time of his baptism, you saw the dove and then you saw the Lamb. I'm going to put it all together. The next scripture is Matthew chapter 3, verse 14. Matthew chapter 3, verse 14. What is God showing me? What is God showing me? Matthew chapter 3, verse 14. The next day, Matthew chapter 3, verse 14. But John tried to talk him out of it. I am the one who needs to be baptized by you, he said. So why are you coming to me? The need for the Holy Spirit. These 3 points, the Lamb, the dove, the need for the Holy Spirit. John the Baptist is a significant prophet. A prophet with very high profile. He was looking at Jesus for baptism in the Holy Spirit. And Jesus was looking for him for baptism in the water. John did not say, I have gotten to the peak of my career. So, which means John still knew that what I have is not enough. I can get the completion. Jesus said, let's do this one for now. When you give your life to Christ, you receive the first experience. You were born by the Holy Spirit. It's called the new birth. That's where Jesus was saying to you and to everyone. He said, out of your belly shall flow. No, that was the second one. He said, when you, he that is thirsty, let him come. He said, you will become a well, welling up to eternal life. That's the first experience. When you receive the Holy Spirit, when you become born again, the Holy Spirit comes into your life for the first experience so that you will become a well. There'll be a well inside you boiling up to eternal life. That was why when Jesus came, the Lamb came and stood upon him. The Lamb and the dove simply means this, that the moment you receive the Holy Spirit, either as the first birth or the second birth, the Lamb of God, the peace of God, the dove of God, call it the peace of God, comes into your nature and calms you down so that you will be able to express love and concern for others. That's why when Jesus came, the dove came upon him. Everyone who is a believer, you find out that there is this peace inside you that enables you to give people love, to give people support. That's why the Bible says, the love of the Spirit, the love of the Holy Ghost has been shed abroad in our hearts. So you are not forcing yourself to love people. You love people naturally because your natural nature, the peace of God and the calmness of God just comes and just does something inside you. Removes the aggro tendencies. Remove the person that wants to fight. Remove the person that wants to remove his laws. You wouldn't know how it happened. It's not as if you did seven things to manage your anger. The Spirit of the Lord just calms you down. You find out that you're calming down by yourself. And you're wondering, what is happening to me? One of my daughters said that before she gave her life to Christ, she will fight anywhere. She didn't need permission to fight. Even if you do, hey, that hey is that you are playing. She will take that play as fight. She will start fighting you. He said she will first of all remove her clothes to start the fight so that you will know that if it is my clothes you want to remove, already remove them. She will first of all carry the bottle and tear herself so that you will know that if it is something. Now, all these things was before she got born again. She said honestly, even my friends are surprised. He said the things you would do to me before, I will stand up and want to fight you. You will do those same things to me. I will find a wiser way. I will use fight and violence to settle my cases. How come you're still quarreling with your husband, with the Holy Spirit inside you? He must calm you down. No matter how hot, even if you went to school of Agbero, you finished and you graduated with PhD, you come out, the Holy Spirit comes inside you and brings down the Agbero tendencies so that what? So that you can give people support and give people love. Once you are born again, we must see transformation. If it is born again, no, it can be anything else. So many people assume that they are born again. If truly you are born again, there'll be transformation. The way you talk will change because it happens on the inside. We see it from, the Bible said the wind blows. We don't know where, we just see that the wind is blowing, but we don't know where it's coming from. We see you and see that the temper is no more as bad. Sometimes it's completely removed. If you are the one insulting your parents and then you are speaking in tongues, those two things don't go together. They don't match. It's like you say you see a lion barking like a dog. Those two things don't go together. If you are the one, you and your wife are quarreling, have removed two teeth, those two things don't matter. You receive something, but it's not Holy Ghost. Or you did not allow him to calm you down. Lift your Nigerians. Say, Holy Spirit, calm me down. Say, Spirit of God, I have already received you. I ask you today, calm down my nature. Bring me to a place of peace so that I can love my neighbor. Then the last part of this conversation is found in Luke chapter 4, verse 1, conflict. The first one is that you are the residential address of the Holy Spirit. The second one is that you are the only channel between God, heaven, and earth. You are the only channel. Please show me any other channel to God. It's the Holy Spirit. No other one. You can't go to a shrine, your father's shrine, say, I want to go and call God. The third one is the lamb and the dove. That's the third and the fourth. Then, the last one, the conflict. Luke chapter 4, verse 1. Then Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan, and he was led by the Holy Spirit where? Into a 5-star hotel. No, you didn't read it well. You didn't read it well. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from Jordan River. He was led by the Spirit. No, are you sure? I didn't see wilderness there. I didn't see any wilderness. Bring it to American Standard Version. I saw a 5-star hotel there. Did you see a 5-star hotel there? Okay, they gave us another translation. Let's see why they gave us. From the moment of his baptism, so he has been baptized in the Holy Ghost now. So is Pastor Charles, if being filled with the Holy Ghost, shouldn't he go to a 5-star hotel and be chilling with his friends? Yes. Lodgeville Hotel and be chilling, and be drinking some cold juice. Like Pastor Tony will say, cold juice and shawarma. So he has been filled with the Holy Spirit. So let's see what happens. Jesus was he was filled to overflowing. He was taken by the Spirit from the Jordan into the lonely wilderness of Judah to experience the ordeal of testing by the accuser for 40 days. So, hey, most times we feel that once you become a Christian, all your troubles are gone. In fact, that's what they preach to us. That once you give your life to Jesus, you won't experience any trouble again. When Jesus in the family, happy, happy home. So you find out that when believers are going through persecution, are going through turbulent time, are going through conflict, they are worried. They say, no, my Christian life is not supposed to be like this. But Jesus, being filled with the Holy Ghost, overflowing with the Holy Ghost, he was driven. Give me that scripture. He was led and he was driven. So the Holy Spirit just said, come. Into a lonely wilderness to go and experience an ordeal. Hey, let's drop the ball. Christians have peace inside them. That's why you saw that one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit is peace. The fire of the Spirit inside you, no matter what's happening on the outside, you have this peace and confidence that my spiritual father will say, before you die, help will come. You just know, like Oral Roberts will say, you know that in the midst of this conflict, I have peace. That's us as Christians. Our heart is filled with peace. The Bible said in the world there is tribulation. So there may not be peace on the outside. But just know that one of the marks of a believer is that you will have peace. So if your peace is gone, just know that something wants to capture you. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So where do you find righteousness, peace, and joy? In the Holy Ghost. Not in your mobile phone. Not in your social media. Not in how many followers that follow you. Not on how many people that praise you. In the Holy Ghost. So if you do not partner with the Holy Ghost, righteousness, peace, and joy is missing. So most times, that which is most important to us comes last. So we are trying everything to, we are doing everything to have peace on the outside. You can have peace on the outside, but there is peace on your inside that stabilizes the outside. No wonder Jesus was in the middle of the storm and he was sleeping. My pastor here, you bring a bill to him. And what we have, let's assume that we have 100 naira. The bill is 1 billion. You bring it to pastor, he will laugh and say, the ravens have not died yet. There is this peace on his inside that before this thing catches us up, the provider will provide. It is the Holy Spirit that brings it. It is the Holy Spirit that lets you know, though I am not married yet, and people are looking for jazz to use to catch boys and looking for all manner of jazz on social media, you know on your inside. You can't walk it. You can't buy it. It just happens. So in the midst of this, coronavirus is going this way, it's going that way, it's dancing, Atiluwa dance, it's about to dance up and down. You know on your inside, it explodes. Listen, that by his stripes you are healed is more real to you than coronavirus. The bills are there. You are not stealing, you are working. You just know. I don't know how to preach this to you. I just wish that the conviction and that came into my heart will come into your heart. Jesus was in the midst of a big struggle. You know why the Holy Spirit drove him there? For him to conquer himself. Because if you conquer yourself, you can conquer the world. There are many people who are trying to conquer the world who never conquer themselves. If you have not conquered yourself, that you stand in front of your mirror and you sing alone in your room and you appreciate what you're doing. If you come here and you're singing, you will not have that rest and confidence that you're singing unto the Lord. So what you'll be doing, you'll be trying to walk up things. If you are afraid of poverty, you have not conquered it on your inside that He is your supplier. That's what I mean by peace. You must conquer yourself. You must conquer your temptation before you can arise to conquer your world. So before Jesus came out to do His ministry, the Holy Spirit led and drove Him to the wilderness for Him to understand that peace is something a Christian has on the inside, not on the outside. Have you been listening to news? It's very depressing. Very, very depressing. Very few news is good news. Very few. In fact, those news that are good news, you pay for them. You pay for the good news. Say, hey, that where 7 street children have been removed from the street. You pay for that news. So, news, 30 people died. Oh, 17 people, coronavirus killed them. Oh, 250 people drowned. Oh, plane crash. So, if you just enter news, by the time you come out, you're depressed. That's why your partnership with the Holy Spirit, nothing should enjoy it. So what are the practical things you can do? Number one, maintain consciousness. Maintain consciousness of the Holy Spirit. Number one, maintain consciousness. Maintain a conscious awareness of His presence. That even when you are standing up to go, say, Holy Spirit, let's go together. Me, I'm the ark carrying you. You are the one I'm carrying. So two of us, let's go together. You come back, Holy Spirit, you are talking to Him. Number two, maintain the discipline, the spiritual discipline of a Christian. There are about 7 of them. Maintain the spiritual discipline, the discipline of prayer, the discipline of consuming the Word of God, the discipline of fellowship, the discipline of exercise. The discipline of listening to messages. The discipline of meditating on the word. Maintain those disciplines if you're going to maintain the fire that is burning inside you. And then I can give you number 3. Live at peace with all men. Live at peace with all men. Number 4. Let your mouth not put your body on fire. Let your mouth not put your body on fire. All these exclamations that are now everywhere. You are not a goat. No matter what it means, you are not a goat. You are not a goat, no matter what it means. Whether they say G.A.T, no matter, you are not, no. No matter what. No matter what. Whether it's G.O.A.T, no matter what. You are not. Am I talking to you? Am I talking to everybody? Am I talking to you? Listen, it is Jesus. It's not G. It's not G. It's Jesus. It's not G. It's Jesus. Do not let your mouth set your heart, set your body on fire. Sickness is everywhere. Oh, we're all finished, you know. This country is finished. We're not, meanwhile, you're inside the country. Say, this country, we are completely gone. We have gone to take our NIN card. They say we should pay money. We are finished here. Benin don't finish. All the boys don't travel. Benin don't sink. Every place don't catch fire. You the one saying this thing. You that is filled with the Holy Spirit. We are busy raising open heavens. You are busy raising closing heavens. We should push. You are a Jonah. We should find. We should throw you away from somewhere. Let your mouth keep. Keep saying the things God has shown you in prayer. Rise on your feet. Lift your hands towards him. Say, I am the residential address of the Holy Spirit. Say, I am the residential address of the Holy Spirit. I can't hear you. Say, I am the residential address of the Holy Spirit. Number two, say, I am the hotspot between heaven and earth. I am the only contact between heaven and earth. I am the only contact between heaven and earth. I am the only contact between heaven and earth. Now say with me, I carry the dove. I carry the lamb. I have peace inside me. My nature has been calmed down to a level of peace so that I can bring comfort and bring concern to people around me. I have been calmed down by the Holy Spirit. So I have peace I can give to my neighbors. I have peace so I can give to my neighbors. Say, as a Christian, I expect to meet conflict. Say it again. Say, as a Christian, I expect to meet conflict. Yes. Say, as a Christian, I expect to meet conflict. It doesn't mean God has abandoned me. It means I have all it takes to drown conflict. Amen. Everybody look at me. I want to show you something I just saw. This is me. I'm standing here. There's no water here. There's no water here. And God has told me you won't drown. It's in the Bible. It's even if you pass through the shadow, if you pass through the water, it's going to overshadow you. So you walk through the valley of Now, if you find yourself inside water and you find out that you're drowning, remember, that though I walk through the valley of the shadow, so this water is a shadow. Remember, now listen, look at the conflict. The conflict means my situation and my destiny don't look alike. Hey, Jesus filled with the Holy Spirit into a wilderness. Filled with the Holy Spirit and wilderness, do they look alike? Talk to me. Do they look alike? He says to you, you are healed. You see your body, you see sickness. It's conflict. Hey! He says to you, you are wealthy. You look at your pocket. It looks as if you are very poor. It's conflict. He says to you, you have been blessed. You look at yourself. It looks as if you are cursed. That's a conflict. So sometimes our circumstances look like a conflict. Remember that the conflict does not mean that you're not a Christian. The conflict means you have been given power over the conflict. So everybody lift your hands towards him and just bless him. Just bless him. Just bless him. Just bless him. Thank him for all of this. Thank him for all of this. Thank him for all of this. Thank him. On your own. For these 5 points, thank him. For these 5 points, thank him. Thank him for these 5 points. Thank him for these 5 points. We're going to ask him again to rain down. Ask him to rain down. In the midst of my conflict, is there sickness anywhere? Rain down. Are there situations that are contradictory? Do you see yourself as if you're being driven? Do you see that we call you a church leader, but at home you have no prayer life? That contradiction is not good for you. It's not good for you. That contradiction is not good. Ask him to rain down. Rain down. Ask him to rain down. Now ask him to baptize me with hunger and thirst. Spirit of the Lord. Ask him now. Now ask him to awake your soul. Awake my soul. My soul, come awake with hunger, with thirst, with to seek him. Today of all days, I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Let your fire come. Holy Spirit, rain down. Oh, comforter and friend, how we need your touch again. Let your power flow. So, in the words of that prayer, just go on, just on your own, just on your own. Tell him, first of all, to quicken you so that you can call upon his name. Tell him, lead me on so I can run after you. Tell him, touch me with that desire. Holy Spirit, rain down. I'm looking for just 7 hungry people who are hungry for what the scripture has promised. You want to experience the rain of the Holy Spirit? Tell him, I want to experience your rain. Say, Holy Spirit, I want to experience your rain. Hey, in these 3 weeks, in 3 weeks, in 3 weeks, in 3 weeks, Holy Spirit, let my prayer life be electrified. In 3 weeks, let my prayer life come under your great fire. In 3 weeks, let me be saturated by the fire of your presence. There are 11 points here that we're asking the Lord for. In 3 weeks, oh Lord, daily experience of your love and presence. Lord, in 3 weeks, raise my commitment to walk with you. In 3 weeks, fruitfulness and fulfillment. In 3 weeks, may I be more like you and fulfill my purpose. In 3 weeks, Lord, may I become what you have in your heart. Holy Spirit, rain down. These things can happen without you. Jesus said, it can happen without you. Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit, rain down.
At home to understand what we're talking about. From the auto mechanic engineer to a driver, I want you to hear me. I heard this story from Benny Hinn. Benny Hinn said that he was preaching in a church, and he walked up to a woman, and the Lord said to him that the woman had cancer. He told the woman, you have cancer. The woman said, I don't have cancer. So they started arguing. They argued and argued and argued. His host started getting angry with him. He said to the woman, if the Lord is wrong, I will resign. After some time, the woman started crying, and the woman said, my pastor told me that I should never say I have cancer. And Benihin said, your pastor's revelation, this is me now, I want to explain what Benihin was trying to say. What Benihin was trying to say. Your pastor's revelation, sir, is not your revelation. Until the revelation of healing explodes in your heart, sir, you can't quote what your pastor said. It's not real to you. So a lot of things we sing here and do has not become real. You are just acting a drama. Until it becomes real to you, it doesn't make sense. And when he said that he was preaching, a pastor called him to come and preach. A pastor said to him, I have cancer, but I don't want my church members to know I have cancer. I don't even want my wife to know. Come to my church and preach and pray for me. Then he's okay. He said while he was preaching, wanted to pray for the pastor, Jesus said, don't touch him. I'm not real to him yet. He said, and the meeting was going on and going on and going on. And the pastor was just watching him. And Jesus said to Benihin, until I become real to him, what you're going to touch him with will not take flesh. He said, after some time, he saw that the pastor was lost in worship. And Jesus, the Holy Spirit said to Benny, now I am real to him. And Benny walked up to him, touched him, and the cancer left. And Benny explained. He said, listen, until the Bible becomes real, you will use underhanded means to do what Jesus is supposed to do for you. So if you need comfort, you will go for masturbation. Because until Jesus becomes real, you will continue to take things to do what Jesus will do. So you can spend 3 hours on social media going from one page to another, going from what you're actually trying to do is to build a relationship. You're hoping that somehow someone will meet you on social media. I'm saying that to help you. However, that's the job of the Holy Spirit, to bring Mary and Elizabeth for them to meet. So what you are trying to do, you are trying to drink water. He says, I am the water. Stop drinking champagne when you need water. We're going to sing that song, Holy Spirit, rain down. I want you to say to him, I want you to be real to me from today's service. I'm ready.
Holy Spirit, rain down, rain down. Holy Spirit, rain down, rain down. Oh, Comforter, oh, Comforter. Touch again, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, rain down, move, Holy Spirit, move, rain down, let your fire fall, let your voice be heard. Come and change hearts as we stand on your word. Holy Spirit, rain down. We say, Holy Spirit, God, we welcome you. place we welcome you. Oh, Spirit of Christ, we welcome you. Oh, Spirit of Truth, we welcome you. Spirit of Grace, we welcome you.
Almighty God, we welcome you.
Oh, Spirit of God, we welcome you.
Almighty God, we welcome you.
Come like the rain, come like the fire.
Almighty God, we welcome you.
Come fill us up to the overflow.
It's not the instrument that is making us worship. It is our love for you. Lord, we want to come to that point whether there is an instrument or not, we will all worship. So shall we lift up our hands and voices? Say to him, I want hunger. Hunger. Baptize me with hunger for you. Yay! Hunger. Hunger. Come like the rain, come like the river.
Almighty God, we welcome you.
Come fill our hearts to the overflow.
Almighty God, we welcome you.
Come like the rain, come like the river.
Almighty God, we welcome you.
Come fill our hearts to the overflow.
Almighty God, we welcome you.
Just say to him, be real to me. Be real to me. Hunger for you. Hunger. Let my prayer life come back in these 3 weeks. I want to see your face. I want to know your ways. I want to touch your grace so I can live in your days. I want to see you the way you are, Lord. Let be so real to me. Let your promises explode in my heart. Let healing be more real than sickness. Let fruitfulness be more real than scarcity. Let fulfillment be more real. Jesus, I know you are real. You're here in your power. Just. I know you are here. And so, Lord, even the communion, just be real. Let's flow. Everybody, let's flow. Get your gauge, get your frequency. Let's flow. Get your gauge, get your anchor. Let's flow. Come wake me from my sleep. Oh, flow through the caverns of my soul. Fall in me to overflow.
to move. I feel it in the wind you're about to ride in. Spirit of the living God, come call afresh on me. Come wake me from my sleep. Flow through the caverns of my soul, pouring me to overflow. Are you ready to go higher?
I know.
Now take your pick. How deep do you want to go?
Precious soul.
How deep do you want to go? How deep do you want to go?
I know you are.
How deep do you want to go today?
Here in your power, I know you are here.
Precious Holy Spirit, I know you are here. You are here to take us higher.
I know you are here.
Precious Holy Spirit. Everybody, now I want you to make a decision how deep you want to go as we're about to close the meeting. How deep do you want to go? Ankle deep? Knee deep? Waist deep? How deep do you want to go? Take your flow. Take your flow. Just take your anchor. And for about 10 seconds, just yield yourself completely to Him. Yield yourself. Just put yourself in the flow. And let's just all go together. Put yourself in the flow of the Holy Ghost. Is it possible, Firm Foundation, is it possible to release yourself? Just release yourself. Release yourself. Hand yourself. Just throw yourself on Him. Jump on the waves. Jump on the waves. Yeah.
Thank you for listening. To get a copy of this message and other life-transforming messages, please visit our shop at www.ffi.ng/shop or call 0706-969-6499. God bless you.